Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, everybody. It's Tim Miller. Happy 3rd of July. I was just on Deadline with Ayman Mohideen, and we were talking about a pretty alarming report that shows just the scale of the grift and what Reval said on the same panel, the hustle around America 250. The lack of oversight, the connection with Jan Sixers and other white nationalist groups, like forcing people to wear America 250 flair. The whole thing is just sick. It's just a classic Trump stakes, Trump scam situation. And you can get some of the details watching that segment I just finished. But I wanted to use this opportunity to talk about the other, what I think is a really big news of the day. And that was Trump discloses right before the holiday weekend that there were 327 unreported stock trades made a day before his first tariff pause. So following Liberation Day, he made some purchases on April 8th. And then the next day, it was a surprise announcement that he was going to pause the tariffs. And obviously, chart go up from there. So I guess I would just like to second my colleague Bill Kristol's response to this story, impeach and convict. I say that not cheekily at all. In any other scenario, had a president of the United States planned like a secret announcement that would affect the stock market, and mere hours before that made hundreds of trades that enriched him. Like, that's insider information. This is a classic financial scam, financial crime, and it goes against everything that we come to expect from public officials and leaders in a free country where the law and the Constitution is supreme. It's totally unacceptable. And there's no other case in which it would be accepted. And this would be every hour on Fox News today, even on a holiday. Obviously, if this was Nancy Pelosi or a Democrat or Joe Biden or Hunter Biden, who a day before Joe Biden made some announcement, made a bunch of stock trades that he cashed in on. For the president of the United States to be doing this is appalling. It is totally without precedent. It's another one of these things without precedent. And it's another impeachable offense of many that he's committed in this term. And I think it'd be a good way to honor America and our Constitution, our Declaration, to announce tomorrow, if you are the Democrats, that you're planning on beginning impeachment proceedings and investigating him for these behaviors. So, and you guys know, people have been listening to this for a while. You guys know this is, I've come around on this. Originally, I thought it was kind of pointless to do impeachment and to focus instead on investigations. And maybe there's still like a little, I guess I'm still persuadable. Well, there's still like a little political bone in my brain that's wondering if it sends the wrong message to people that you're focused on that. But the behavior calls for it. And I think letting it go by and acting as if it's not a big deal sets a precedent for the future that we shouldn't set. If the country, if this republic is going to last another 250 years, there should be a clear demarcation that it was not going to become a corrupt kakistocracy. So impeach and convict and wave your American flag. What other thing I wanted to play for you? The mayor of New York, Zoe Mamdani, Democratic Socialist, gave a speech about the 4th of July and America's anniversary from his office. And he was surrounded by people who are just recently naturalized citizens. Congratulations. Welcome to the country to all of them. There are elements of the speech that I would nitpick. I think that there's always this kind of balance, right? I thought my conversation was Clint Smith. I thought Clint was very good at striking this balance of living in the errors of America, not whitewashing America, not gassing America up and making it into something that it isn't, while also paying tribute to the ways in which America set things on a better course and the ways in which America has improved itself, the way in which America has tried to live up to its creed and the way in which that creed itself is a noble one. You know, I can put my former Republican hat on and see there are ways in which some Democratic politicians, particularly on the left, like they seem to hate America. And not just like hate Donald Trump, but like hate America and oppose the creed. And that's where I get off the ship. And that's not Zohran, though. Zohran's critiques were harsh. But he pays tribute to the spirit of the country. And I want to watch a little bit of it.
The truth, my friends, is that America is exceptional because here, nothing is fixed into place. The frontier may be closed. We may have walked on the moon. But the work of fulfilling the values first enshrined in the Declaration of Independence, that work endures. And it belongs to us all. It belongs to our newest Americans, those standing here with me today, all of whom were recently naturalized. Nearly a decade ago, I too felt what you feel, the joy of no longer being just a New Yorker, but an American too. You each hold a special power, the power to determine what America means. The powerful have always known their answer. America, in their view, is an arena of supremacy, where only a select few are allowed freedom, where not all are created equal. America, if you ask them, becomes less the more people it welcomes. America, they will tell you, belongs only to those with the right accent or the right shade of skin. The rest of us, they insist, should be grateful for merely being allowed to visit. How small they are. How weak. How unoriginal. At every moment in our past, those who led through exclusion and isolation have tried to win power and enrich themselves by turning us against one another. Division is the oldest trick in politics and the cheapest. But time and again, including 250 years ago, those forces of division have been vanquished by the forces of progress. As Thomas Paine once wrote, "This new world hath been the asylum for the persecuted lovers of civil and religious liberty. Hither have they fled."
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
One thing I like about that is that he quotes maybe my favorite of the founding fathers, Thomas Paine. I love Thomas Paine. I love Common Sense. I go back and reread it from time to time when my spirit needs to be stirred. I think that Thomas Paine and Zohran would probably part ways about the scope of government. I think I believe it was in The Rights of Man where Paine said something to the effect of, you know, government should do no more than whatever society can conveniently do for itself or something to that effect. And he was a small government guy. But there's this spirit that connects the Zohran worldview with the Paine worldview. And kind of finding that connection, capturing that, I think is a nice way to spend the holiday. So I'm going to leave you guys a little bit of Thomas Paine in addition to the little bit of Zohran. And I appreciated that he appealed to these greater angels of the American experiment. Here's a bit from Common Sense. "O ye that love mankind, ye that dare oppose not only the tyranny, but the tyrant, stand forth. Every spot of the old world is overrun with oppression. Freedom hath been hunted round the globe. Oh, receive the fugitive and prepare in time an asylum for mankind." An asylum for mankind. It's right in line with a passage that Zohran was referencing. "Oppose not only the tyranny, but the tyrant. And prepare in this country an asylum for mankind." How beautiful is that. That is something that is worth living up to in the American spirit. And I'm going to go celebrate the holiday after this. And my ask is that you guys celebrate it in that spirit, if you can. That the spirit of celebrating this weekend is to oppose not only the tyranny, but the tyrant. You can be unapologetic. You can love America. You can put off your fireworks. You can do so in opposition to the tyrant, what would be more American. And you can also do so feeling good about the fact that this country has provided opportunity for so many seeking asylum, that the country has provided this chance for those around the globe that were denied freedom, that were victims of tyranny, that they were able to find an asylum here. And what an asylum we've got for them. So I'm going to leave you guys with that. Enjoy the 4th. Here's the rest of my segment with Ayman Mohideen. I'll be back here with Bill Kristol on Monday. We'll talk about that impeachment tweet. And we'll see you guys soon.
A new congressional report details how the Trump team has potentially engaged in criminal fraud in order to hijack what was supposed to be a nonpartisan celebration of America. Well, the report, authored by Democratic congressional staff, is titled From Vanity to Insanity, How the White House Cheated the American People Out of Their 250th Birthday. Here is some of what that report says. Quote, under President Donald Trump, this anniversary has been hijacked and perverted into a hotbed of corruption and self-enrichment. This interim report documents how the machinery built for a national commemoration was converted deliberately and over a period of months into an apparatus for raising and spending money in service of the president's ego, political ideology, and pet projects. The White House first attempted to bend America 250 to its purposes when America 250 would not yield. The White House created a replacement, Freedom 250 LLC, a shadow organization capable of infiltrating the celebrations and injecting America's 250th with Trump's extreme partisan agenda. The new entity could exploit the credibility and donor relationships of a beloved public charity while operating outside the transparency and accountability requirements, Congress wrote. The authors of the report noted that the organization may have broken the law in order to change the nature of the event. They add this, Freedom 250 may have conducted wire fraud by luring unsuspecting donors who intended to support the congressionally chartered foundation and giving them Freedom 250 bank information instead. Presidential access was sold to those willing to pay for it. A spokesperson for Freedom 250 called the claims the report in the report, quote, categorically false and a, quote, partisan smear. Tim, this section from the introduction almost feels like a summary of the way the Trump administration operates writ large. Quote, licensing protocols let Freedom 250 brand deeply racist merchandise under the government's banner. An organization that was once responsible for planning events surrounding the January 6th insurrection has now been contracted for America's 250th celebrations. Taxpayer dollars were funneled to the president's preferred contractors. Americans' private personal information has been harvested by Trump's allies for political purposes. And so my question to you is, what does it say about how things stand in this country that an organizers or the organizers of the violent January 6th insurrection on our Capitol are now the ones organizing this nation's 250th celebration?
Yeah, it says the country's a racket right now, and it's run no different from any type of banana republic that's run by a corrupt oligarchy at the top. Usually those types of governments combine corruption with comic incompetence, and that's what we're seeing on the National Mall. You just can go back and watch the archive video, or maybe some of my co-panelists were there at the 200th anniversary 50 years ago, and it was not at a time without political controversy in the country in 1976. You're coming off of Vietnam, coming off of Watergate, but yet it was a celebration for everybody, no matter what their party was, no matter what their religion was, to come and honor the people that had served America and the traditions of America that we're trying to aspire to. And like, that's not what this is. This is just like partisan hackery, combined with, you know, like the Trump casino grift, like that. That's all that's left here. And it's no wonder that not many people want to attend that.
Tim, the report says that the government employees were pressured into wearing merchandise promoting the event. And I want to read a little bit more from that report. It reads in part, quote, National Park Service employees with no official affiliation to Freedom 250 have been seen wearing Freedom 250 lapel pins, though not by choice. The U.S. Department of Interior urged employees to wear the pins on their uniform and threatened disciplinary action to those who refused. Anonymous employees have taken to calling their Vichy pin, reflecting an uncomfortable reality that they feel compelled to display a political symbol against their own beliefs. Only Donald Trump could put on a 250 celebration that causes people to invoke Vichy France.
Yeah. I liked what the Rev said before the break. You have to add the Trump hustle into everything. Like, that's what this all is. And it is in line with all of his businesses, many of which were scams. And, you know, this particular anecdote is kind of reminiscent of Trump trying to cheat these government employees, people who are serving the country, serving all of us, like they're his hotel staff. You know, you got to wear the flair that the president wants you to wear. And like, that's part of the Trump experience, just like the falling down chandelier is and the broken caulk or the falling down lights. This is what we're getting from him. He's trying to enrich himself, and our national celebration turns into a total scam and a hustle.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.